Welcome to another episode of The Relevant Christian. This is your host, Adler. It's been quite a year. It's been a long time, actually, since I posted, really because I've moved states. There's been death in the family, new job, a lot going on. But in this episode, I really wanted to react to the Will Smith and Chris Rock, the slap that was heard, you know, internationally, right? During the Oscars ceremony. But it's unfortunate that we're even speaking about something like this, that it really should have happened between two adults, right? Two professionals who have accomplished a lot in their own careers. And for the night to end the way that it did was really, you know, unexpected, because, as you know, we all thought it was a skit. When I first heard on social media that this thing had happened, I didn't believe it. So I just, you know, kind of brushed it off a little bit. I'm like, oh, this is just actors acting up. You know what I mean? It might be a skit. So I'll find out the news tomorrow. Well, I saw another post about it again. And I'll look at it. I think on YouTube is when I saw it. And then I did further investigation on what's going on, that it wasn't fake, you know, it wasn't a setup, but it was real. I mean, Will Smith really slapped Chris Rock, and it looks like it was, of course, it was for the joke that Chris Rock had mentioned about Jada Pinkett Smith about the G.I. Jane 2, because, you know, of the bald head that Jada Pinkett was rocking for that night. But, you know, a lot of people would say that, you know, he could have handled it better, right? At the same time, I don't know if Chris Rock is a Christian, or I don't know if Will Smith is a Christian either. But that is not a way for any Christian to act. That is not a way for a non-Christian to act, because it was a crime. A man was assaulted on live TV before millions. And this will never leave. This, you know, the internet doesn't forget anything. And it will go on forever, and will go on forever. And a lot of people are saying that they're praying for the Will Smith family. But at the same time, like, okay, well, shouldn't we be praying for both? You know, the person who got humiliated on national television before millions was Chris Rock. So we not only, and he took it like a man, to be honest with you. I don't know if I would have been able to do that, you know. God would have to give me the strength in order to not fight back, or not to defend myself. And definitely, if I didn't, I would absolutely take a legal action against him because of what he did. Because if he humiliated me, I committed a crime against him before millions. And it was heartwarming. It was, you know, I felt for him. I felt angry for him. I felt embarrassed for him. This is two grown men that it looks like Will Smith could not, he could not handle his anger. You know, he could not control his anger. Of course, you could see the video that he was laughing at first, but... And Jada Pinkett was never laughing at the joke. However, Chris Rock is a comedian. That's what they do, you know. And I think that Will Smith could have had thicker skin, because, you know, it wasn't, I don't think it was anything personal or anything like that. Or if Chris Rock even knew that Jada Pinkett had had this hair condition that she is losing her hair. But unfortunately, the incident took place, and now that is all we're talking about. And Will Smith's acceptance speech, though, He said something about when you're at the top, the devil try to have their way. I'm like, the devil, the only person the devil is in is you. You know what I mean? For you to go up there, started to laugh at the joke, and then go up there and slap that man in his face. The devil, definitely. Whatever's going on with you, guys, definitely the devil that was influencing you. Because if he is a Christian, that is not Christian-like. You know, if anyone, it would be Chris Rock that would be the Christian. You know, because the Bible said Jesus tells us to turn the other cheek. And he turned, Chris Rock turned the other cheek. But I don't know if Chris Rock is going to take legal action against Will Smith. But in my opinion, if I would have turned the other cheek, then therefore I would have pressed charges or sue or do something, because that was uncalled for. However, and, you know, we have to be held accountable for what we do to people. You know, sin, we sin. We can choose the sin, but we cannot choose the consequence, right? We cannot choose the punishment. So therefore, we have to hold people accountable so that others do not follow in the same type of behavior. And I don't know what the Oscar is going to do, or truly what Chris Rock is going to do. What got me was that after Will Smith had won the Oscar for the role in King Richard, he didn't apologize to Chris Rock. He didn't even apologize to Chris Rock until the next day. So I was puzzled. I'm like, wow. So it was like he really meant to go out there and hit and assault and embarrass this man before millions. So he apologized to Academy and everyone else, but the person that needed to be, that he needed to apologize for was Chris Rock, and he did not do that until the next day. And I could not believe that. And there are a few people that said, oh, he was just defending his wife or whatever. But at the same time, you know, we're grown adults. You have to be careful of your actions, because you are a role model, you know, because you are, people see you as a role model, and then they will definitely imitate what you've done. And of course, we have seen the memes, you know, they're not going to stop. You know, social media is flooded with memes about them two hitting, Will Smith hitting this grown man on stage. So he, like I said, Chris Rock took it like a man, and, you know, he's a comedian, so he joked about it. However, imagine if that was, you know, your father who was being hit, or one of your siblings being hit, how would you feel? Right. And with me, I'm like, okay, well, I read that Chris Rock is only 5'8", right? And while Will Smith is about 6'2". So, you know, after thinking a little bit about it, I'm like, okay, well, what if Chris Rock was about the same height and about the same build as Will Smith? You know, would Will Smith have gone over there and hit this man? You know, so, you know, really don't know, because that's not how it happened. However, I think we definitely need to keep both families in prayer, because, you know, I don't know if Chris Rock have children. I know he's not married, but regardless, he's still a human being. Even if he was single, he should not be treated that way. You know, his parents, imagine if your child was being hit like that, how would you feel? So, you know, it's, we just have to keep them both in prayer to see what's really going on, because that's, and Will Smith should be held accountable for what he has done. Otherwise, others are going to feel that, you know, that's how they have to handle their anger or handle their disagreement. And it really isn't, right? I mean, that's how children handle it. For grown adults, grown mature adults, professional adults, that's not how we handle this. That's animals that handle things like that. And therefore, a lot of people are disappointed. Few people will be Team Will Smith, regardless of what he's done. But on my end, for me, it's not something that that I condone, right? So of course, the Venus and William's father, Richard, he said he didn't agree with what happened, and he said that he's not sure what the details were, but it's not something that should have happened. So he disagreed with Will Smith really hitting this man, slapping him in his face like that. Justice Adler, thank you for listening. I really do appreciate it. Until next time, God bless you and your family, and may the Lord prosper you in Jesus' name.